Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Biden says he would potentially meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un if he were sincere. Speaking from Seoul on his first Asian trip in office designed to counter the North Korean threat and China's growing influence.
I'm standing up to our shared, for our shared democratic values and defending a rule-based international order against threats and stability.
Biden says he is opposed to changing borders by force as Beijing digs in over its claim over Taiwan and months into Russia's invasion of Ukraine. From Seoul, Biden also signed into law an additional $40 billion in assistance to Ukraine. A Russian missile has blown up a cultural center in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine. NPR's Jason Bobian reports Ukrainian officials say the strike is part of a Russian campaign to destroy their culture.
Surveillance video released by the Ukrainian government shows the missile slamming directly into the cultural center in the small city of Lozova. Local officials say seven people were injured in the attack. Despite the complete destruction of the building, no one was killed. President Vladimir Zelensky described the bombing as absolute evil and said it's part of an orchestrated Russian effort to obliterate Ukrainian culture. Zelensky wrote on social media, "The occupiers have identified culture, education, and humanity as their enemies." While some Russian airstrikes in Ukraine have targeted military facilities away from the front lines, others have hit schools, hospitals, and museums. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Lviv, Ukraine.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison concedes defeat in today's national election to the opposition Labour Party. NPR's Rachel Bongiorno has more from Melbourne.
After around a decade in power, the Conservative coalition has lost. Anthony Albanese, the leader of the centre-left party, is positioned to be the next Prime Minister of Australia. The question remains whether Labor will form a majority government or be forced to work with a cohort of independents and Green Party members. The new brand of so-called teal independents, running largely on climate change, has played a key role in the shift in power, with many winning Conservative strongholds, including a very close race with the incumbent Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, one of the seats that's too close to call. While the ballots continue to be counted, the number of seats won by the Labor Party remains to be determined. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.
A second person has died after a rare tornado hit a small community in northern Michigan. The tornado struck the city of Gaylord yesterday. It's located some 200 miles outside of Detroit. Dozens of people have been injured. Millions of ounces of hypoallergenic baby formula are headed to the U.S. from an airbase in Germany this weekend. The formula, though, may be a drop in the bucket in a months-long shortage that has risen to crisis levels. Also today, President Biden signed a bill into law increasing access to formula. It's NPR News. British doctors are warning that the spread of monkeypox is affecting wider access to sexual health services. Vicky Barker has more from London.
Until now, monkeypox was not considered to be highly contagious nor spread by sexual contact. But the majority of recent cases reported in the UK and Europe have involved gay or bisexual men. Dr. Claire Desnap is president of the British Association for Sexual Health and HIV. She says that though the disease rarely threatens the long-term health of the individual patient,
I am concerned about our ability to maintain good sexual health services and access for everyone whilst still managing this new presenting infection.
She says staff at UK clinics are already having to isolate if they've been exposed, and some sexual health clinics have stopped walk-in services altogether. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Switzerland today confirming its first case of monkeypox. Officials in Bern say the person contracted it through close physical contact abroad. The individual consulted a doctor with symptoms of fever and rash and is now in isolation at home. Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary is likely headed for a recount, with results expected June 8th. Heart surgeon turned TV personality Dr. Mehmet Oz leads former hedge fund CEO David McCormick by just over 1,000 votes, or 0.08 percentage points, close enough to trigger Pennsylvania's automatic recount. The winner will face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in November. It's NPR News.